I recorded two or more of my recordings within an hour, since I was lying to myself, I think. There are things that you should lie about, and I have been lying to myself. I have been saying things that really didn't matter. Then I thought maybe I should delete it, and I have deleted that. There are things that I shouldn't talk about, and there are things that I should talk about, and sometimes I should talk about them only when I'm speaking about them honestly. And when I'm not speaking about them honestly, or making such mistakes that I think might show me as a liar, then that would be unimportant for me, since the whole point of coming here, saying things, not only because I want to speak in English but in a better way, but also because I want to share all the thoughts that I have sometimes. There are tons of things that I think of daily, weekly, monthly. Sometimes I record them, sometimes I don't. Like during New Year, when I was getting accustomed to the fact that I will not see her ever again, I was making such blunders. I made such blunders mistake while being drunk and trying to call her, and then sending her such recordings, like singing in a drunken voice. That is something for some is cute, and for some it's hilarious, and for some it is not really desirable, and for her it was not really desirable. And I think I have made a mistake, since first of all she wasn't interested in me at all, and she was trying to distance from me, I thought. Then I was getting a bit clingy, and I think it is completely my mistake to ever fall in love once again with someone who is out of reach, out of your league, out of your reach. It is not because she is out of my league, it's because she is too beautiful, and I am like a petty frog. It's because she was too rich for me, and I think I should have relied on my wisdom. It's an interesting topic that I have discussed while I thought of that time, that one should always believe in their wisdom and act accordingly, unless your wisdom is proven wrong in your scenarios, not in exactly another scenarios. See, I always knew that this will not work out if I fall for anyone. Not her, I mean anyone, for in a situation like mine, if I fall for anyone, that would only bring disaster for me, emotionally and mentally. Since I'm not a bad person to date or anything, it's because the economy is something that you have to keep in mind while searching for love or something like that. You have to be a successful person before you try to look for something else. And that is something that always try to remember, that always have practiced since after breaking up Priyanka and all that. And because Priyanka, I mean my ex, at that point of time, Priyanka was a naive little girl who didn't know the world, me as well. And she believed I could do it. I could provide for her, and I couldn't, because my ambition was greater, and the thing is that the world around me is getting cold and not easy in a way that your ambition must be backed with your economic situation. Sometimes people should harbor ambitions in this world. People should harbor ambitions only when they are in America or when they are rich, because In Western countries, your ambitions will be backed up, even if your family is not gonna help you through that. The economy will. Here, it is impossible for someone like me to get into such state where one competition is too high and then the class division. I'm not talking about caste division at all because my caste is among the privileged sections here. So that is something that I sometimes think fortunate about because at least I'm not getting discriminated because I am from upper caste, I think. So at least I will not be discriminated in other cases where I am getting discriminated at. So there is two apparent, one is apparent and one is not, and that is in both cases these two are very apparent. Classist and casteist people are all over India. So I got saved by one, but I got fucked by another. And in both cases, people always suffer like this. Like if you have not attained the class, rich or middle class, or if you do not have, even if you attained it, or do not have the necessary class, I mean necessary caste to attain such class, you will be looked down upon. And that is the thing that I have always encountered. Even if though I am from a general caste, though still I do not have the riches to back me up with the caste. So in India, this is the situation. Poor people. The poor will always remain poor and rich will be richer day by day. Like after Corona, the employment rate is 8%, they say. I would say the employment rate is 18 to 20% or 28% if they show you the real data. And the employment that we have here in India, even if we don't go by the Corona numbers, the thing is that India is totally running on modern slavery, where some people has held up a lot of wealth, and they are really taking, I mean, they are only giving us freedom and nothing else. Like the serfs who once worked for the Tsar and all those people. Who are, I think, in my language, they are called Obijat. So when the farmers, I mean the rich farmers, who held serfs in their lands, when they were made free from their binding, they were jobless. So they were again employed with less amount of money to be paid, and the serf then became slave again. The serfs without food and without land became the slaves again. Here in India, most of the people, I think, owns house, and most of the, I don't know because we don't own any house, so the people who doesn't have a house, doesn't have money, doesn't have the backing of the previous generation are someone who are bound to fail. So they will always think about how to live their daily life and try to accommodate and till they die. In such a life, I have a harvard ambition of getting into the top. This rich class that there is, I wanted to be rich. I still want to be rich. So this desire to be rich is not going to get succumbed due to Corona or anything. I will attain it anyhow, since it is the only ambition that I have, since all the things that I have faced I faced only because I was not rich. After my father left, he was from a well-to-off middle-class family. He could have taken care of us But he didn't. And after that, my mother, who was from a poor background, lost her lands to those fucking land grabbers who first took the lease on the land and then took it over, giving a meager amount of 10,000 rupees, not even 10,000 rupees, 7,000 rupees to every family member of my mother. So there were five, so the land was sold for rupees 35,000, I think. No, not 35,000, because 10,000 to my mother has two brothers, and my mother has one sister, so they are four. So he paid total 28,000 rupees to all of my family members for 12 kota lands. I mean, for 1 bigha land. In India, 1 bigha land is something. No, not 1 bigha. It means 12 kota land. He took over 12 kota land in for 28,000 rupees. That is something like a dacoity, a point blank dacoity. Because my mother had no necessary means to fight for the land they leased out to him. That fucker got his due. I know that. I will not discuss it since it is something heartbreaking. Even if that happened to those people who harmed you, sometimes you do not want to really gush it over because of that, since that is inhuman in this regard. So I will not tell you what happened with him later, after so many years. But the thing is that justice doesn't work in a way that we want. Justice work in a way that God wants. Someday my mother will get justice. I don't know in which way, but my mother will get justice. Though I think it should be me who should brought upon this justice on my father, but I have failed. I have failed just at the moment when I wanted to play a hero. I wanted to play different. I wanted to become someone. Never mind. So I lost the game, I think. So that happens when you want to be a philosopher when you're not rich. So the thing that you have to always remember is, as Shah Rukh Khan said, he is a wise man. He is someone inspirational and more fully for me, since he is a story of rag to riches. So I will always look up to and aspire to be rich like him. I'm not talented as him, but rich as him, in by any means. Though I will not consider going in bad scenarios or taking bad ways to become rich anyway. So he said once, he made an interesting point. He said, become rich first, then you become philosopher. But I have become a failed philosopher, and then, I don't know, maybe someday I will become a rich person as well. But the thing I was talking about, the point of wisdom. And then I drifted apart with all those thoughts that I had. So my wisdom told me that you should not go for her. You shouldn't be involved with her, and I did. I did it anyway. I will tell you the reasons later, but I did it anyway. And the thing that has exactly I thought will happen has happened, and I am alone, miserable here, sick, lying in my bed, unemployed as well because I left the job since it was becoming too much to bear anymore. So everything was going wrong, and after the end of the year and before the beginning of the year, I'm jobless, friendless, in a way, companionless, heartbroken, and alone. Everything is going in a wrong direction, and the lockdown has come upon us once again because of Omicron. So my time is literally very mournful in this regard. In a situation like this, people would always want to take the drastic step for people like me, because I am emotionally weak as well. So, you know, but I will not do it since I have mom to look after, or I think I will not look after, I will be a parasite and drink her blood till she dies. So that's that. So I have been doing this constantly since the day of I was born. I was drinking her blood. I'm still doing it, being an unemployed person and thinking of doing something different since I have been a victim of classism as well. Once again, the fault of the government, the education policy, everything. See, the problem with India that I have surmised through my experience is that the right to education has been regarded as one of the basic fundamental for Indian citizens. The government has implemented in such a way that the classification of persons will always remain. The classification of education has happened since there are two kinds of educational institution in India. One is premium, faster institution, and then second is government institution. There was a time when government institution was good, and people seldom used to send their kids to school, but after 1970s or 80s, people started to flock in school, and government saw that the rags to riches stories are getting frequent. I mean, the 70s or 80s are the time when people really became educated in India from a government school, because government school now at this time doesn't make you educated. They cripple your education in such a way that you do not even muster to speak anything in English. I am able to speak in English is because my father has trained me during that time when it was needed, and after that, if my father would have remained, then I would have been in an English school, and I would have been good. Since, see, the point is that I am speaking in English like for 3 or 4 weeks for now, or more than. I mean, if I have to put it correctly, then I am writing in English since I was 5. And I was speaking English only after 20, when I was 22. I got a job in a firm that I'm not really talking about right now. So there was this English process that I joined, and there, I only worked there for 1 month, and I got accustomed to speaking in English at that time. And then when I came here, I met her and I spoke with her in English. Most of the times I tried to speak with her in English, and she was very accommodative in this regard, and she was helping me out with this, and I really got better in it. And then I started podcast and practiced in English and speaking. I can think aloud, but I cannot speak it out. I don't know if that makes any sense anyway. So the thing is that so the education system, what government did first, they crippled your education in a way that you do not get in any big firms or companies to work for. See, if you are from an English medium school and graduate from an English medium or private college or institution, you will get a good tire company job, since you are, first, you are good in English. Second, you have a premium degree. Yeah, your father and mother has invested in you. Your father and mother are rich or middle class, whatever the point is. And then there are other people come in government school. If you are passing from a government school with that amount of money, I mean, without investing that amount of money, being someone from socially backward or economically backward, then you are getting into the top tier leagues. People will always try to segregate people with other people. See, the whole point of consumerism is to separate people from other. In a way, that unity in diversity is a sham. Unity in diversity in language, in culture, in religion, even though that is totally overlooked at, is something is a noble idea and cause. But unity in diversity in education, diversity in economic situ diverse in economic position is something that we should not overlook at any point of time in our society, since this creates classification. And our whatever the society it is, whether it is socialist society, whether it is capitalist society, or whether it is society of previous era where societies were divided into serfs or slaves and kings and their subjects. The thing is that people were always divided in a nation, or in a specific area of governance. So this diversity they do not really trying to amend to. I mean, they do not they ne they will never want this diversity to go away, and consumerism is something that is making it even more apparent nowadays. See, the whole point of Apple being an Apple, owning an Apple, is because that is a product of rich people. If Apple is being owned by every other person, then Apple will no longer be an Apple. There will be another product that will specifically be created for those people to feel superior than those other people which owns the Apple now. So there will be an Apple Plus, there will be an Apple Pro. Sometimes the Apple will not remain the same Apple anymore. Sometimes there will be an orange which will specifically cater a phone for people who are blessed with riches. So the thing is that too, in education that has happened as well. In education, people have, government has somehow realized that if people started to learn English like British people did, when they saw the people have started to learn English and they are questioning the British government, they made it very stringent to get into in British school, unless you are converting into Christianism, that is. So exactly the government has taken the action here as well. So first they cancelled English education in government schools, most of the government schools. So by this, what they have done is first they crippled the future generation who will not be able to speak in English and who will not get socialized with those rich people. Because, come on, those rich people will speak in some other language, and you cannot go there and say, "Hey, kemon acho," itadi itadi, because they will judge you. Because they do, even if you say they don't, I have seen it. I have seen it. Because there is this tendency that language is a parameter of knowledge. And now I think language is a parameter of your wealth. Because if for once you have spoken in your mother tongue, in any of the big firms that there is, they will understand that this guy is from a backward society. And then you will be segregated. There are two ways you can be segregated. Either by telling your caste that you are from a backward class, then there is no way you are getting promotions anymore in any of the society that you talk about. Even in America as well, where in Silver Valley, I think, what is the name of that place? I don't know. The Tech Valley. Tech Valley in America. I just really do not recall. I just cannot recall it right now. But in Tech Valley as well, in America, there is this news came out that people are being segregated. People are denied of their opportunities based on caste system. And surprisingly, caste system is off from India, and the Indians that went over there, obviously they are the rich people, and most of the rich are the people who are Brahmins and general caste. So this caste people, then these class of people went there and they made a new system over there, since they think that here
in India, they cannot segregate other people as like they used to do. No, that is not a true fact here. The thing is that they do it here as well, by education and by all means other things, and they do it over there as well, through not giving the opportunities to someone coming from backward caste, I mean. So there is this glaring information, notification, glaring news of disparity or treatment. I exactly don't recall the word that is used for this kind of behavior that happens between people, segregation, I think. So this kind of illegal segregation that is happening over there as well. So see, Indians and their mentalities of casteism and classism as well, but casteism for now. I mean, let's talk about the casteism for this exact scenario. So this classic virus mind of casteism has went there as well. Now let's talk about here. Here people belongs from two classes. First, they are rich class. Second, they are from second class. I mean, the social outcast class, the caste, low caste people. So, and how to not get people into rich class has been exercised by the government. First of all, if people are poor, people will always be. People will always be loyal to your parties, since poverty brings you into power, because people will always hope for another party to come and reduce the poverty. That will always happen, because here nobody talks about education system. Nobody talks about job anymore. Here people want free roti, kapda, makan. We are still going through the exact same situation that we were going through since before the independence. Even Russia, we used to talk about this stuff when they were in the era of Tsar. Now they don't talk about those anymore. They talk about freedom, they talk about other stuff, other intellectual stuff, like jobs, like education quality, like other stuff that matters really, like gay rights and all of the other things that the West, specifically the West, is going through right now. There are several other stuff that they are going through. Poverty is not such of them, and education policy is not. It's not like that they are not facing any competition over there. It's not about competition. It's not about the competition over there. It's about providing opportunities to people that are really talented. Their talents are getting prized. And Indians, by naturally, when they do not work, when they do not get enough showcase, enough backing of the government, they will go over there and they do wonderful stuff in other countries, and then we gleam over such Indians doing great things in foreign countries, and then we talk about how proud we are for being an Indian. But the reality is, the system over there is such helpful towards any citizen, whether from their country or from other originating country or other country from originate I mean other or other country. They are really welcoming, and the system is really welcoming, and they do not they back their people. They back their talented people over there. So what I was trying to say over here is, they saw that there are too many rags to riches are going stories are being created, and they thought, to be in power you have to always make these people uneducated, and in a way that they do not seek more from you. They will only seek food security from you. They will not seek education and job security. These are the things that we should not talk about in India, at least in India. So what they did they stopped. First, they stopped English, which was they stopped teaching English in government school first by crippling a million of students who couldn't afford private schooling where English is must. Second, they made it so worst in these last 10 years that after last 10 years, when I saw my nephew who came here to study English from me, who barely speaks English, you see, the thing is that I cannot speak English since I have not been in practice with it, but I can write I can write great English, and if I have to some way prove it to you, I will give you some links and all for the. See, I got into an internship and I wrote some things for some websites and they liked it. At least then I realized, okay, at least I know something, at least I can write something, at least I have the ability to write in English. That's what I have surmised from my last internship. Now, in present case, I am a crippled student because of governmental policies. I can speak in English, but barely. I cannot write. I can write in English excellently, but still, the companies or top tier firms always want a person who can speak and write excellently. So I am a crippled student, and now when I see the other generation, when after my generation, when I see my nephew who is studying in commerce actually, and commerce is a subject which should be taught with English. I mean, which since commerce, let's not talk about barge into this stuff anymore. So when these students will go to run CA or anything, they will have to face those several other linguistic barriers that there is. But alas for my nephew, he is way more crippled than I am. And I saw that, when I saw that, I was so pissed. I was so pissed. Not to him, but against the government, since this is not my nephew, not only my nephew, this is the entire generation of the people who are studying from the government schools. And they cannot afford the private schools, since private schools can only be afforded by a rich person and their kids. So there you go. The government has been crippling the education of, crippling the educational, I cannot even muster those sentences that I was trying to make. So the government is making crippled students, unskilled students, so that they can run Toto. They can work for the rich people, but they cannot be a rich people anymore, because rich will never pay you enough, so that you become rich. And government will always make sure that the schools are there, so that you will only be a lamb, not be a lion anymore. So now let's talk about the situation about my nephew. He came, he couldn't even read a single sentence. He couldn't read a single sentence. I said read, that is not a correct word or correct tense. That's what I was trying to say. But I know that since I write it, I do not make mistakes when I write it. Anyway, let's not talk about my mistakes, since I have already accepted that I'm a crippled English speaker for now. But I will improve myself. That is something I will do. But let's talk about my nephew. He couldn't even read a single sentence from a book that I thought was, in my time, it would be a book for a kid. It would be a fifth standard kid's book if it were my class and in my time. And if it were to be a book of a private school, it would be a book for a class 3, I think. And I'm not making it up. He couldn't even speak a single, he couldn't even read a single sentence from a single book, from that book, and I understood what has happened. Since the day government has totally barred of failing in till class 8, the government has banned pass fail system. So till class 8, when the foundation of a student is being built, they just crippled the foundation of the student by not implementing the exams over there, since they will not go through the learning process ever and ever again. They will just go through, they will just take it easy, since it is not something that they would be judged for. There will be no test anymore, so they will not be evaluated, so they will obviously they will not study it hard enough, and then these crippled students will go out to seek job when they are going to seek graduation. They have already crippled the school system, they have already started crippling the college system, government college system as well. Now, because of that, now when I have arrived after studying law, the situation here is like this. When people hear that you have passed from a government college, they will always look down upon you, and they are not at fault, since the government has made it mandatory to people like us, for people like us to fail and not get in these sections. Now I do not have enough resources to go for them. I neither have enough resources to go for them. Now what I'm facing is, people would look at me and think, since he has passed from a government college, he is not of someone who has ability to do things. People will always look down upon. I mean, I will be a subject of look down upon, and that is the thing that has happened to me. Now that I've understood the thing, now I have to change it. Now I have decided to go for the most toughest exam to get into. One of the most toughest exam, not the most toughest exam, because the most toughest exam would be to go for judicial service, and I know that I cannot go to that, and I will not take the risk of going for the judicial service and being unemployed for like 2 years, because if in order to pass judicial service, I have to study for 16 hours a day for at least 2 years. I know that I can do it, but I have no desire go through with that, since I'm a lazy person as well, as I told you before. So what I have thought of attaining a new degree from a premium institution. For that I don't have money, but I will have to apply for a loan. So I will take an education loan, I will get into NLU's, because NLU is a premium institution in India, so that is going to happen, and I will do it. I don't know, maybe I will be crying over here making a podcast where whether I have failed in that exam, or maybe for not getting the loan that I thought that I would get. Because to get a loan, you have to be somewhat of a capable person, and in my family there are no one capable of me getting a loan. The income criteria is too low for me, and then nobody will be accommodative to that idea that they will be a co-guarantor. So this is not an easy thing to for me to, but still I will go for it, since I have to study. And I was studying for last week. I took a day off and in between, and I have been studying for like 4-5 hours a day. I am taking it slow, since it is during the exam is during May, CLAT exam, and I will do it anyway. I will try to get into at least within 1 to 40. And I know that is something that is too much of a target that I have decided to go for, since it takes around 1 year, or for some people it takes 1.5 year of constant study to reach at the pinnacle of that ranking that I am aiming at. But I have told you once before that I have an ambition, even though that ambition doesn't fit with my class, but I will still do it in order to get acknowledged by those rich people, by becoming rich and then making and then pissing them off by telling the stories of, let's not get into my future plans anyway, but I will piss them off someday. So let's talk about the situation. So this is the whole situation that I am in, and in this situation I always knew that it is not possible for me, not possible for me to date anyone in this era. And I went for someone who is a upper middle class family, who is a well-to-do family. So they earn more than, their combined income is more than what we have ever, what we have gathered throughout our lifetime. That is the thing that I have to say. Like, they earn in 1 year what we haven't even earned till we haven't even learned that much throughout our life. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, it is in my case, but my father is well to do. He has a flat now, he has his wife, his son is getting taught at a great private school. See, the thing is, this disparity will be apparent when my stepbrother will be in top of the societies and I will be scrambling for eggs. Now, the money is being invested in a wise person, I think. My father is wise. He left a 3-man family, a 4-people family, and went into 1 family where he has to feed only 2 people, not 3 people, including him as well. So he is a wise person. He left us. Anyway, let's not talk about these practical stuff. The thing is that I felt for her and I decided to go for her, and then I told her everything when I went to her house when I was having beer, and in influence of the beer, the alcohol, I spoke everything that I shouldn't have told her. Even though I told her basically that I needed her, I liked her, I wanted to date her, and WhatsApp message and a diary, and then I did the fucking thing that I shouldn't have done. And there was a parting gift, I think, that she bestowed upon me, and then she said something that was something unbelievable at that time. But then I understood that this is not a fact, but from where she is coming, she is telling something that is true in her wisdom. So at the end of the day, what I have attained from this, because I knew it, this will happen, and this happened again. So I came up with this idea that one should always rely on their wisdom, since the wisdom is gained through their experience and knowledge. And there is a difference between knowledge and experience and fact. Fact is something which is true unless it is otherwise proven. Knowledge is something which might be a fact or which might be of things that are not really a fact. And wisdom is attained through knowledge and through fact and through own experience. And in every scenario, you have to remember that the thing that you experience is different from the things that they experience in their life. And you have to always rely on your wisdom, because it is true that it is my fault that I felt for her, but it is also true that I didn't want it to go first. I didn't want it to get into her conversations that we had. I didn't want it to go. I started to, but I decided to not talk to her, since I knew there will always be a tendency of her to show me the place. Like in any argument we had once about a thing, I told her that, I told her about a gum which stays, bubble gum stays in your stomach for 8 years. And I saw it in a YouTube video, and she thought I was wrong, and yeah, surely I was wrong, and I accept it now, since I didn't knew that that was just urban legend or something like that. But she had to show me my place, and she said some stuff, and though she apologized for it, and then she said that I had to show you your place, because you were like, oh my god, you are an idiot. So I understood at that point of time that there will always be a tendency that she will always try to show me my place. And I wanted to ask her, what is the place that you are talking about? Is it something beneath you? Why is it beneath you? Is it because I am less richer than you? Or is it because you have been educated in English medium school and I am from a Bengali medium school? Is it because you went into private institution where you spent like 20 years for the same degree, 20 lakhs for the same degree, like 2 million rupees in Indian rupees, for the same degree which I have only earned in a government institution for spending less than 10% of, by spending less than 10% of it? Is it something like that? I really never, I never really asked her, since I didn't want her, didn't want her to get affected by it, since she is open-minded in her class, amongst her peers. At least she's being, not been hostile to me because of my background. She was very accommodative towards me, and she was not judgmental of it, unless she was angry, obviously. So the things that I have realized that I didn't ask her, since there will always be a difference between our opinion regarding our self. So there's that. And then there were other things, like the last time she spoke to me, she told me this. Like, she said that I told her that, damn, you had to be this rich. Because I understood she will not, because I told her about things, and I understood, because she said as well, she said it as well, because there is an expectation of her family from her. And I accepted, because I accept the expectations, and I understood it, and I said, okay, the family who invested in you will always have an expectation from you. She is a test product, as she said. She's a test child. So everything she does is going to be an example for her sister. Even though the sister might not have the same amount of expectations, even though they might not be such persuasive by expecting such things from her sister, the amount of expectation that her parents have for her sister is lesser than from her, since she is the test product. So even in case of choosing a partner, she has to like go for someone who is well to do, and not one of them. My wisdom told me that before, way before. So there was that. So she told me about it, and I told her that, damn, you had to be this rich. And this she said, then she said something interesting. She said, because I'm rich, isn't it the fact that because I'm rich, you are dating me, you are trying, you are loving me? I mean, what the fuck was that? I thought at that moment, my drunkard self got into a electric shock, and I tried to explain it first, that see, even if I go for anyone else besides you, they are still out of league for me in this regard, since I am from the lowest of low background. But I thought, let's not discuss it anymore, let's just get it over with. So I went away from that day, and the thing is that I shouldn't have got involved with her anymore. I understood way before when she was speaking in English, and I thought maybe I should not talk to her, since she is someone who is different, who is from a different background. She's only working here because she, because lockdown period is here and she cannot go to Delhi to work from a large firm. Because apparently, if you have spent like 20 lakhs for a degree, you will not work for 6,000 rupees for a company. Come on, in a firm. And the firms are Delhi will welcome her with open arms because she's not from a government university. So there's that. And obviously she has the talent. Let's not talk about her talent, because she is well suited and she is well educated as well. She is a skilled worker. Unlike me, who is unskilled due to the fact that government institution doesn't let you get into, I mean, getting education from a government institution has its peers as well as its disadvantages. So the disadvantage was that we didn't get enough internship opportunities in working in a big firm. So that was the reason she was quite capable of doing stuff that I couldn't do, since I didn't know those stuffs, and I started learning those stuffs only when I got into this job. So that happened, and I don't want her to feel bad about the privilege that they attained due to her father's hard work. That is something every children shall get, what she got from her father. And that is something I will blame to my father and not to her. So the difference is that, now the main point of that is that she is a good person. Obviously she is a good person. But the thing is that I had to remember is that I have to rely on my wisdom. I shouldn't have went for her. And sometimes I feel like it is not really only my fault. Because I didn't want her to go with her during her cigarette session, during her tea session, during her tiffin. I didn't want her to indulge with her in that way. Because I knew if I go for her, then I might fall for her. Because she is a good person to fall for. And she was very persuasive in this regard. She used to tell me, and that is the only reason I fell for her. Because in other cases, people would not bat an eye if I refused them to talk with them. And she was the only one. I mean, not only one. Before that, there are other people as well. But she was the only one in the office who really wanted my company at that time. Even though I don't know for what reason she liked my company back then, but I guess being needed by such a person was something that I shouldn't have. That being needed is something that I always wanted. Being needed is something that I always looked upon. And when she showed me her that side, I fell for her, because I was being needed for the first time now. So my company was needed by opposite gender, obviously, not because I was not. I never felt needed in that way. My ex-girlfriend never really felt in that way like she did. Anyway, so there's that. So she used to force feed me sometimes. She used to say that you have to take tiffin from me. I'm not your wife. I'm not gonna ask you one second. But she used to ask me several times for tiffin. And I couldn't refuse her anymore. So these are these things, these little things that doesn't matter to any people, but that doesn't matter to most of the people. But for me, it was something that was unexpected from her and from anyone else. So that happened. I fell for her going against my wisdom, and now I'm alone, being dejected. And now, when even though I sent her text messages during my drunken outburst, I think I've lost her. I didn't really say anything bad. I said I just want to talk to her. I miss her since I have left the office. And there's another story to tell. That's another story to tell. I will tell you about the story later, but now I was talking about how much I miss her. And maybe it's good for both of us if because of that incident she stopped talking to me, and I think I got accustomed to being lonely again. Once again I realized that I shouldn't, this is the last time I'm going out with anyone, I'm going for anyone. The thing that I said to her when I was drunk at her terrace, I told her that choose me as your last option, I will always be there. It still stands. Chandra, if you're listening this, it still stands. And I don't know, maybe you will not listen to it, maybe you will listen to it, or I don't know, will I ever be able to see you again, because I knew it, I won't be able to see you again. When I told you at that terrace about for the feelings that I harbored back then, I told you that this is the last time I'm seeing you, because I know you will not, because I will not see you again, I know it. I shouldn't have said those things to you, because it made me even more attached to you. Because sharing secret is something that you do to a person to whom you feel attached to. So I have done it. I have shared everything with you about the stories, about me, about my family, about everything. And now, when I feel about it, I feel stupid telling you everything about me. I shouldn't have told you everything about me. I shouldn't have got involved with. I shouldn't have involved with you. And now I understand why, because I didn't rely on my wisdom. I thought it otherwise. I thought maybe you were not, you were someone who is going to prove me wrong. But thankfully you didn't, and I have bigger aspirations for now. So I will be someone one day you will look and say, Subhash, I will not ask you to say that you have chosen wrong, but at least I hope you will still call me a friend when you meet me. When you meet me in a situation where you don't want to meet with me, and you will not just hide your face or turn your face away from me. I hope that never happens. Even if I fall out of the love that I harbor for you for now. So there's that. So I have made a mistake. I made a mistake of falling in love once again. And I think my mother is going to ask for me, and this podcast needs an ending here with a sad note that I am suffering. And I think even if it's good for both of us, you shouldn't have abandoned me in that way. Like, you should have called me for once and let me apologize to you for that night. At least I would have understood everything was not a lie. Even your friendship for me was not a lie. From my end, it was a lie. I'm not blaming you or anything. You're not someone to be blamed to. But still, I thought there was this friendship that we have. There's something to go for. But I think that was also a lie. That was also a thing which you needed for the time being to survive in this awful city for you. So you needed someone at least by your side, though you would have had anyone. Anyway, I hope you understand that the person who was drunk was only for once, but the person who talked to you every day was someone who was different, even though controlled was a bit different. But these things, I think this is something that I'm begging for. I don't think I should beg. attention from anyone, because I'm a Sigma and I will prove my worth someday.